You're listening to BI Radio, brought to you by Cognos, the next level of performance. Check us out online at radiocognos.com.
Hello, my name is Delaney Turner, and I am the editor of Cognos Performance Perspectives, which is the Cognos newsletter. I'm on the phone today with Danielle Coughlin, who's calling in from Orlando. Danielle is the Solutions Manager for the Cognos Innovation Center. Thanks, Danielle, for agreeing to talk to us today.
Absolutely, Delaney. Thank you.
I want to get right to the heart of it here with the first question. When people hear the word blueprint, it has a very visual connotation. I'm thinking blue pieces of paper rolled up. It's got diagrams on it. People are usually building a house. Is this an accurate description for the Cognos Performance Blueprints?
I think to some extent it's a great description for the performance blueprints, other than the blue paper rolled up under somebody's arm. But the blueprints are truly meant to be a guideline or a jump start for creating an application for our customers. So we in the Innovation Center have taken a lot of experience from hundreds of implementations that we've done with our products, great ideas from thought leaders in performance management, and taken all that information and built out applications or solutions within the Cognos product suite. So our customers have something on to use as sort of a guideline for building their own solutions in-house.
I'm just looking. There are quite a number of performance blueprints here, at least 15 for what we call functional blueprints, everything from allocations planning, capital project planning, risk analysis. And then for specific industries like manufacturing, we have the sales and operations planning, clinical trials for pharmaceuticals. Why the heavy interest or the heavy investment in performance blueprints?
Well, when the Innovation Center was created about 4 years ago, we took a survey, surveying about 100 or so of our really active, forward-thinking customers, and talked to them about where they were using the Cognos solution in their organizations. And what we found is that once they sort of tackled that financial capability, taking care of things like, you know, their P&L and their expense planning and that sort of thing, they were reaching out into different areas of the organization and using our tool set to solve different planning needs in those areas. And we started seeing a lot of carryover from one organization to the next. Despite industry, we were seeing a lot of implementations in the areas of headcount planning or capital expenditure planning or sales forecasting. If we could give them a jump start, we would have a lot more success in those projects because the customers would have sort of a guideline to follow. We'd also have a lot less risk. And so in doing that, we created a series of functional blueprints focus on those areas where we were seeing a lot of commonality. And following that first series of functional blueprints, create some solutions for customers very specific to their industries.
I want to get into now how they actually work. I'm picturing a scenario in my mind. A customer or someone comes to the Innovation Center and says, I'm interested in using or deploying one of your blueprints. Walk us through the process, if you could.
Sure. Number one, is most of the time they're already customers of Cognos. Our blueprints are simply solutions built using the Cognos tool set. So it's not an additional product. It's not an additional charge or fee to our customers. These blueprints are free, provided they already own the software. But once that's been established and the customer has their hands on the blueprint, there's a few things that happen. What we see a lot is our customers taking the blueprints and using them as a guideline, as I mentioned in your first question, a true blueprint for how they're going to move forward. So they might take the blueprint and kind of break it apart and understand how we put it together. And each one of these blueprints comes with a guide that we call an implementation guide that will walk them through step by step the pieces of the blueprint and how it's put together. The other thing a customer might do is contact the Innovation Center and suggest that they'd like to take this blueprint and maybe tweak it to fit their organization more closely. And it brings up an important point that the blueprints we find are typically 75 to 80% accurate or a fit for a particular customer. So they're not meant to be an out-of-the-box solution in which a customer might just plug and play, but they're actually meant to be a tool that the customer can take and tweak. So in those situations, when they contact the Innovation Center, we typically provide some guidance at the project kickoff and then hand off to either a Cognos professional services team or an implementation partner who understands that blueprint and can help the customer then do that 20% tweak to make it fit their organization.
I was wondering if you could talk to us about maybe a customer who's using one currently and some of the benefits that they've seen in using one.
Sure. We actually have a manufacturing customer that saw our blueprint for capital expenditure planning, and upon seeing it, felt that blueprint was about 90% accurate to their organization. So they took that blueprint and made a handful of modifications to it, and they did this on their own. They didn't even engage with a professional services team from Cognos or a partner. But they took that and within about 3 weeks had the blueprint up and running in their organization with all of their specifics to their organization and a fully populated model up and running for all of the people that were involved in their capital planning process. In doing that, had a big win in their organization for a process that previously had been very cumbersome and very frustrating for the people involved.
I'm wondering if you could talk to us about the link between the performance blueprints and a performance management agenda.
What our customers have been telling us is that those blueprints are great, but now they need a more holistic picture for their organization so that they can actually meet their performance management agenda. So although they've got a great forecast now in implementing the blueprints, now they need to take the results of that forecast and start feeding their corporate metrics. So what we're doing this upcoming year is actually taking a series of those functional blueprints, more closely integrating them so that, as I mentioned earlier, things like the results of a headcount plan will feed an expense plan, which will eventually feed a P&L. Incorporating all of that information and giving our customers guidance on how they can do the same in their companies.
So there is a link between using the blueprints and then using the business intelligence component.
Absolutely, because performance management isn't just about the planning and forecasting piece. It's about taking that information and comparing it to actuals, comparing it to competitors, comparing it to what our business might look like 4 or 5 years from now based on some long-range metrics and that sort of thing. So we're trying to do a better job and give our customers more tools to create that holistic view of their organization.
So you actually download the model from somewhere on Cognos.com, presumably?
Absolutely. It's Cognos.com/innovationcenter. Mm-hmm. And all the blueprints are there, broken out by either function or by industry. And a customer simply clicks on that link and from there can download the blueprint model itself, as well as the application guide that I mentioned earlier. And each one of the blueprints also comes with more of a senior level business value guide that can be downloaded as well.
Okay, Danielle, well, thanks for agreeing to talk to us, and hope to see you soon.
Thanks, Delaney. It was my pleasure.
Got perspective? Cognos Performance Perspectives is the Cognos e-newsletter for business intelligence, enterprise planning, and performance management. It's your source for exclusive interviews, insights, and opinion on industry trends. It's a perspective unique to Cognos, one we think you'll enjoy. Get the newsletter and get a new perspective. Subscribe now at cognos.com/newsletter.
Taking you to the next level of performance. This is Radio Cognos. Check us out online at radiocognos.com.